Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jet Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KRNR Judge's Report for the week of March 17th, 2025. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and is available for listening at any time via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. A repeat story from last week, extreme fire danger warnings are being posted for Mills County all this week and upcoming weekend. Everyone, please be extremely cautious with all outdoor activities. The forecast for any precipitation for the next 10 days is low, and we have several high wind days. So everyone, please be careful. Commissioner's Court had a workshop on Monday, March 17th. Numerous issues were discussed, including equipment sharing, safety issues, and mechanical. One topic that was discussed that will be a great benefit to Mills County is regarding asphalt millings. Back last summer, TxDOT redid Highway 18384 north from Goldthwaite to the Brown County line. Their heavy-duty machines took off the upper part of the highway and then came back with a new asphalt mixture. The top portion that is taken off is known as RAP, or asphalt millings. On this highway project, most of the millings were donated to the county and was stored at Precinct 1. Mills County will distribute all this RAP equally into all the commissioners' precincts, and they in turn will start working on some of their heavily traveled county roads. This is an inexpensive way for our county to improve over 430 miles of county roads throughout the county. Also, for this material to work properly, we can only do this work in the summer. So thanks again to TxDOT for the donation of this material. The new rural transit district, which is known as CARS, is in full operation for Mills County. We now have 3 drivers, 3 buses, and are taking our citizens out of county for shopping and medical. There is no charge for this service until May the 1st. After May 1st, there will be a nominal charge for all trips. For any information, you can visit the Mills County Community Center, also known as Senior Citizen Center, or you can call my office at 325-648-2222. And folks, that's all for this week. This is Jet Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.